During the Monterey meeting, commentator Ruben Navarrete says Presidents Bush and Fox have the opportunity to repair some of the damage that's been caused by fundamental differences of opinion.
President Bush and Mexican President Vicente Fox have plenty to talk about in Monterey. Mr. Bush made sure of that last week when he unveiled his administration's plan to reform the nation's immigration system. The proposal would, as he put it, match any willing employer with any willing employee. It would allow Mexican workers to come to the U.S. legally to fill jobs Americans won't take. And it would legalize undocumented immigrants already here, albeit for just 3 years at a time. It would also do something revolutionary, give illegal immigrants a shot at claiming some of the billions of dollars they pay into the Social Security system each year, even if they return to their home countries. This is amazing stuff. And here's an indication of how seriously the administration takes its immigration proposal. The architect was no less a heavyweight than Karl Rove, chief White House political strategist. So why is the White House giving immigration the royal treatment? Partly, no doubt, to please big business, which has developed a serious addiction to cheap immigrant labor. But it's also clear that the administration takes very seriously its relationship with Mexico. The Bush team can see that Fox is having trouble getting anything through the Mexican Congress, and they know that an immigration deal might help their amigo end his six-year term on a high note. Not that the White House owes the Mexican president anything. Fox blew much of his capital with the administration when he failed to rush to America's aid after the September 11th attacks. He squandered the rest when he opposed the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Our two countries may fight, yet divorce isn't an option. The United States needs the cheap labor provided by Mexican immigrants and a ready market for American trade goods. Mexico needs the nearly $15 billion that immigrants send home annually, as well as the prospect of future American investment. Now, if the Bush immigration proposal becomes law, the relationship between the United States and Mexico will get even more interesting. The border will become a revolving door, with more immigrants coming to the United States and in 3 years more going home. America will change the immigrants, and as usual, the immigrants will change America right back. And in the process, the destinies of two countries will blend together as one.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, an editorial writer for the Dallas Morning News and a nationally syndicated columnist.